Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin, and Alicia is taking a break this week. We have a special co-host of the Rubberneckin' Podcast, Tim Sampson from the Stax Museum right here in Memphis. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you, Kevin. It's great to be here.
We are thrilled to have you here because it's so important, the Stax Museum, to the Elvis story, because so much Elvis history was created at the Stax Studio, now the Stax Museum. Everybody kind of almost just thinks it was Sun, and that's truly not the case.
No, the Stax Museum houses the recordings, a recreation of the recording studio, and it was a really special room where people like Otis Redding and Isaac Hayes and Booker T and the MGs, the Staple Singers, all got their start there. It was an old converted movie theater, kind of a makeshift mom and pop kind of, but it just had that soulful, that feel and that sound. And a lot of people wanted to record there. The Monkees and Janis Joplin, the Beatles actually had a contract at one point that didn't work out, but Elvis did record there in July and December of 1973. He recorded some great music in there. While he was there, he had giant televisions brought in, as big as they could get back then anyway, to watch Monday Night Football.
And sounds like Elvis.
And he, one of the Mad Lads, a Stax group, Aunt Hazel, was a caterer, and she ended up cooking several hundred hamburgers for Elvis and all of his musicians and people who were there with him, and they ended up giving what was left over to the neighborhood kids, just like Elvis would do. Uh-huh. And I think he used her, you know, in later years to cater parties and different things. But when you're in the Stax Museum, it's at the exact location of Stax Records, so you're standing in the very exact same spot where Elvis recorded all that great stuff in 73.
Great recordings. And of course, fans were treated to a delightful release by Sony last year.
Absolutely.
Called Elvis at Stax. A lot of folks have in their hands, and if they don't, I know they're hoping they get it under their Christmas tree this year, because it comes with a great book and lots of bonus material on
this set. Absolutely. A lot of great stuff, special features, photographs that had never been used before. It's just a terrific box set, and we do have that in our gift shop as well.
It truly is. It's got some of the alternate takes that were, yeah. You get the finished product is what you get on the original album, but in this box set you kind of get the alternate takes and the various things, and you can hear Elvis talking
which is great. And ironic too, because when you're in our Studio A exhibit, we have two screens that are outtakes from Stax sessions, so you get to see and hear a lot of things that were going on behind the scenes when Stax records were being recorded as well, like Rufus Thomas and people like that are talking, and they're doing different versions, cuts of the song. So it's kind of a nice match.
Again, joining us this week on the Rubberneckin' Podcast is Tim Sampson with the Stax Museum here in Memphis, one of the must-see museums when you come to Memphis and visit Graceland. Tim, we've got a lot of things on display at Graceland, but we can't put everything on display, so we sometimes share with our friends.
We've borrowed from you a very special thing that we have on exhibit. We have an exhibit up right now called "And the Grammy Goes to Memphis." It's about 20 Grammy statues representing lots of different Memphis artists, but one of those is Elvis Presley, and Elvis is one of the three Grammys Elvis won, and we have the statue for "How Great Thou Art," and it's right outside an exhibit we have in our museum that is an actual church, country church, that was built down in Mississippi in 1906 that we took apart, and they had preserved it. So we went down and got it and moved it, put it inside the Stax Museum. It's really wonderful. It's all old peel paint and hand-carved pews and things like that. But we have Elvis's Grammy right outside that church, which is really fitting because his Grammys were all for gospel music. And that will be up through October 31st.
And when you see some of these Grammys for a variety of Memphis artists, you also see how the Grammy changed. Because
absolutely.
The bass has changed a lot.
It's very funny. It's very interesting to look at the really old ones, like from the Blackwood Brothers and Otis Redding and Charlie Rich, and then you go up through today where you have the former owner of Stax Records, Al Bell, a couple of years ago got the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys, the highest honor you can get in the music industry, and we have that one, and it's very big and modern. Some of them had to have a little repair work done mm-hmm. on them, but it's great to see that many in one spot.
And of course, Stax, a must-see when you come to Memphis, and you can, of course, purchase your tickets for Stax right here at Graceland.
Absolutely.
And, of course, there are lots of a variety of packages available.
Kevin, one special thing that you can do is Wayne Jackson of the Memphis Horns, yes, who played on almost everything at Stax.
A Memphis legend.
A Memphis, yes. Also lifetime Grammy Achievement, you know, award winner. Played on 80-something gold records and hundreds of top 10 hits. Anyway, he played with Elvis a lot. He played on Suspicious Minds, In the Ghetto. If you go to WayneJacksonMusic.com, you can set up a special private tour of the Stax Museum, mm-hmm, with Wayne, and you can include in that drinks at his condo where he has gold records and photographs of him and Elvis. So you not only get the Stax story from Wayne Jackson, but he can tell you all about what it was like to record with Elvis at American Studios and the whole Suspicious Minds recording sessions. And it's just a fascinating, you know, there's not really anybody left alive who has played with as many people as Wayne, uh-huh, Jackson has. And he he's got the greatest stories in the world. So you can go to WayneJacksonMusic.com and arrange that with him and his wife.
So if you've been before, this is a great reason to come back and take people a different perspective.
People from all over the world are coming to do that, from Australia and Japan and the United Kingdom, and everybody loves it. It's a really fun time.
Now, Tim, give us a little tease of what's coming up at the Stax. Have you guys announced some of your future exhibits that people might want to make plans to see?
We are about to announce one. When the Grammy exhibit ends October 31st, we have a new exhibit opening November 15th. And it is photography by a photographer out of New York by the name of Tom Gilbert, mm-hmm, who is taking photographs of literally everybody you can think of related to Stax, High Records, the soul music industry. Mm-hmm. Beautiful portraits, unbelievable statements by the artists, handwritten out. There's everybody from B.B. King, Jesse Jackson, Wayne Jackson, of course, who we just talked about. People who are no longer with us. Just beautiful stuff. He's working on an Elvis project as well. This is going to come out, you know, sometime later, but it's going to be an incredible exhibit. Opens November 15th.
Sounds fantastic. And of course, before we go, tell us about the kids at Stax, at the Stax Music Academy. They're fantastic.
We have the most wonderful kids on earth. We are actually the Soulsville Foundation, mm-hmm, that operates the Stax Museum of American Soul Music. Also operates the Stax Music Academy, which is our after-school and summertime, really intensive, high-quality music education for basically inner-city kids in Memphis. And these kids have played in Italy and Australia and Berlin.
Graceland,
yo, absolutely. They've done Elvis music at Overton Park Shell, over at the Levitt Shell in Overton Park. We also have the Soulsville Charter School, which is an academic college prep school for about 650 students in middle and high school. We've had three graduating classes. Every single senior in those three classes has been accepted to college, 100% college acceptance rate. There was 144 seniors with over $20 million in scholarships. So we would love any support we can get, because we have 700 kids there every day, and we're in one of the poorest zip codes in the United States. But the kids are amazing. They're talented. They're smart. They are great ambassadors for Memphis. And I would suggest to anybody, if you come to the Stax Museum, just ask if you could peek next door at the Stax Music Academy and see these kids rehearse. It's unbelievable.
It truly is fascinating. They are the future of the Memphis music industry and the future of our community. And Stax, so much more than just a museum. It's truly educating the future of our youth here in Memphis. Tim, mm-hmm, Sampson, thanks so much
for
being
a
guest this week on the Rubberneck and Pat podcast. Until next week, we'll see you then.
All right. Thank you.